When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
That generally sums up the feelings of the day today. We're here till 7. Why? Because I'm a nice guy. Rieger joins me. Rico's at his dentist right now. So we'll check in with him tomorrow.
Wait a second. Doesn't he have a thing with the dentist?
Listen, all I know is he says it's full service.
Okay.
The point is the Tigers won the game. The Tigers win game one, the game you expect to win, because Scooble's on the mound. And I understand, you know, people are going to, if you want to call in and freak out about the ninth inning, all I would say is welcome to October baseball. You know, you're not playing the Rockies on a casual Thursday afternoon. And although I don't think a lot of the Astros, Rieger, you agreed with me, we wanted the Astros over the Orioles.
Absolutely.
Primarily because the bottom five people in that lineup may in fact be dead.
Very pitchable. Yeah, you're not a fan of Jason Hayward, apparently. I come to find out.
He's a corpse. The point is, the Tigers win another game, and they do it exactly the way they've been doing it for a month and a half, you want to call it? I mean, I almost want to say 2 months.
It's been like 2 months.
But you start the game, Carpenter's on the bench, Keats on the bench. You got Andy Ibañez, who's won for his last 1,000.
But it was against the lefty.
Right, but you get the point. They do it the way that they've been doing it. Oh, it's a 3-0 count to Jake Rogers. F it. Another swing away.
Turns into rake.
Look, they get contributions from everybody. Scooble does exactly what he does. Six innings, essentially unhittable baseball. They piece it together. You bring in Mariano Rivera, a.k.a. Bo Brisky. you bring in Will Vest. It doesn't matter. You bring in Holton, and you piece it together. And it just, look, I'm done trying to figure it out. So you got the game we all believe they would get, which is Scooble game one. The question, can you finish this out piecing it together? Two more times against Houston. I say yes. I think your weaknesses come out in a five is certainly a seven-game set. But I had a weird confidence today. You were gripping. You were a disaster in the night.
What did I tell you? I told you no Jason Foley. Because of this great bullpen, and they're pretty damn great, he is the most hittable pitcher out there. And he's got control issues, and you saw it pop its ugly head in the ninth inning. But then Bo Brisky comes. And I just read this stat, Michael. Some dude that covers minor league baseball.
Oh, what a source.
That's right. Bo Brisky has never thrown above 99.5 miles an hour.
He did it seven times today.
Today he hit 103 times. He's unbelievable. See, this is where I differ from you, though, because you talk about the next game. So Kikuchi's going to go for them tomorrow. Tomorrow you throw Holton or you throw Brisky, then you go to a bulk guy, or hell, you throw nine different relievers out there.
Okay.
What I think is, you can't deny this works. So, and I think it works in pretty much any situation. I like the fact that Houston kind of didn't know what was coming at him.
Where do you disagree with me again?
No, as far as a longer series or as far as maybe it being tougher to win without Tarek Skubal on the bump.
You're just not going to be able to pitch him as much, and you don't have another starter.
That is
and
true.
I got to see it to believe it over a seven game, but that's not what we're dealing with right now.
Right, I mean, now, you win tomorrow, win you're in Cleveland game. On Saturday.
That's it. And then you'll face Cleveland, the challenge. Do you pitch Skubal shorter rest? To try to get him twice in the series.
Which I don't think they will.
Well, it's a delicate balance. I mean, you're in the playoffs. Look, first order of business, you got to win one more here. Getting game one now changes hope to expectation for me.
100%.
I hope they would win this first series. I thought they could. They got the team I wanted, which is old-ass Houston. If they don't get this done, that would be disappointing.
I'd be devastated.
Not angry, not mad. I tip my cap for what this crew of young guys has accomplished. I'm just saying, hey, now we got game one in your pocket. I can't lie to my listeners and be like, well, it'll be no big deal. You got game one, man. You got one more game to get. And frankly, this team's got about 2.5 hitters because Yordan Alvarez walks around like Gator.
They got, you're right. Tucker, Altuve, and Bregman, right? And Alvarez is pretty much got a banged up knee. And they weren't sure he was going to play.
Dude, he hit a ball off the wall. He was on first.
Here's the big difference, too. Like Parker Meadows, Jake Rogers, Trey Sweeney, your 7, 8, 9 guys combined 4 hits, 2 RBI. All 3 RBI, by the way, with 2 outs. Their 7, 8, 9 hitters, Ofer, stink,
well,
dead.
And again, you're seeing the differential between what you've created, right? Where AJ can mix and match and he has options and the batting order doesn't even matter.
It doesn't.
To like Houston, where you've got these nonsense players like Duvall, Chaz McCormick, Jonathan Singleton. I mean, just losers. So, yeah, it's not surprising that, look, man, if you can navigate that top four of their order, your pitching's good enough to really turn it into kind of a 3 or 4 inning game. Because they're going to send a lot of guys to the plate that just can't hurt you.
Do you believe in history? I'll give you a quick history lesson. I'm sure you know this already, but there's been 8 of these best of 3 wild card playoff series. 7 of them have been sweeps. 6 of them won by the road team. And all of them won by the team that won the first game. Meaning...
It's good data right there.
Thank you. I work hard. Meaning the...
No, you do. I wasn't. Unlike the guy you host normally.
I thought that was... Sorry, no. I'm used to the sarcasm. I apologize.
Jeff, nobody works harder than you, man.
Thank you, buddy. But meaning the Tigers are in a pretty damn good shape.
They're in great shape.
Here's the other thing. If I could just look forward just a quick second.
Saturday night, you'll have Michigan on the iPad. And you're going to have the Tigers and Cleveland. Guardians on the big screen.
Which probably not Scooble starting game
I'm
one.
I'm not going to say that.
But anyway, my point is, though, I love the fact, too, that both the Yankees, your guys, and the Guardians, they've been waiting forever. You take a baseball team and you give them a week off in the playoffs?
See, I don't mind it.
I think that maybe
no,
I'm
especially,
just
especially, you got to remember, Cleveland's dealing with a lot of tired ball players. You know, Kwan has been playing through a ton of injuries.
They got pitching issues.
Lane Thomas has been a high-usage guy. They needed a break. J-Ram's not a spring chicken. I don't mind the rest at the end of it.
But again, isn't Cleveland similar to Houston? They're so pitchable. I feel once you get past Naylor and Juan and Ramirez.
I told you, there's one team in the AL that I just don't think you're beating. Both
the Yankees.
Because it is a 7-game set and because, unlike the Astros, who won a whopping 2 games more than you, look, the Yankees have been the class of the league all year long. Now, again, Yankees still have to get there. They could easily gag and lose their series. I'm not going to limit what this team can do because, as you said, it's working. And look, you heard it on the broadcast, and then you brought up something that Jeff Passan said. I think the fun of this is the following. On the broadcast, Tim Kirchen, who shouldn't be on the broadcast, he's atrocious with that squeaky voice of his.
Hey, leave squeaky voices alone. Come on. That's right.
The point is, Kirchen said he talked to a member of the Tigers coaching staff, and he goes, did you see any of this happening? And the guy was like, are you kidding me? No. And then Jeff Passan said he got a text from AJ, and basically it was, can you effing believe this? Close quote.
Yeah, that's what Passan said yesterday.
That's the fun. There's no one within this organization that can even pretend, and they're not trying, can pretend they expected any of this.
No.
That's the magic. It's the innocence of it because you get to have fun. Notice the difference in watching the Tigers right now and watching the Lions. When you're watching the Lions, they are the victim now. They have the burden of immense expectations where you don't get to just have the enjoyment of watching the games. With this, I've said it's house money and people get upset by it, but it is. This is wholly unexpected and it's fun. So you just ride it. This is a wave. It's nothing I didn't say yesterday. I think they're going to beat Houston. I think you are going to be Saturday night, you personally. Barca Lounger,
Let's go. I'll go to Cleveland. I got family members in Cleveland.
That stupid little Frangelico that you
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I believe you called it liquid diabetes one time.
It is.
I gave you a nice little bottle and you spit it out. It's very
disgusting.
Disrespectful.
The point is, your stinky shoes, your Barker lounger, and your
Frangelico.
Saturday night, I truly believe in my heart the Tigers will be playing the Guardians.
I don't think there's any question. And here's the other thing, too, when we get to the calls, Mike, but I got to be honest, dude. Like, maybe I'm on crack, okay? Sunday, I was on the radio from the ballpark. And I said, I want the Astros. You said you wanted the Astros. People called me up. Oh, you're a moron. You got a bunch of lefties pitching to the Tigers. You can't play Carpenter. You can't play Keith, right?
Did Carpenter start the game today?
No, and you got him in.
Start the game
today. No, and he walked twice.
Right.
So both beneficial for the team.
They're not getting it. This is the problem.
I agree
with you. It's a fan base that has been disengaged from this team all year.
I mean, hell.
And I'm not mad at them. I'm saying they don't get it. Go watch the movie Moneyball. That's what you're executing here. It's a 26-man roster. Everybody plays. All the time.
But I also think AJ wanted this. AJ had the chance to try to win on Sunday and get Baltimore. Baltimore, probably a little tougher team. AJ wanted this. And I listened to him talk on Sunday. He's a little arrogant, which you would expect him to be. He wanted this. And I don't think there's
any
question they win this
series. Follows the sport wanted Houston. Baltimore, listen, I just didn't like the idea of them getting healthy. And they have a hammer at the top of the rotation in Corbin Burns. Framber Valdez,
who, by the way, has dominated the Tigers twice in 2 weeks.
Once again, Framber Valdez, on the other hand, is a nut job, and he's soft, and he's terrible in the playoffs. Then you have Hunter Brown and Kikuchi. Sorry, that doesn't really worry me. From a lineup standpoint, they got a top four, nothing else. The Orioles, it's more of a fluid lineup. It's more elongated.
By the way, David just whispered in my ear very sexually, actually.
Ooh, oh.
Yes, whispered. It's very, very passionate. Apparently, Hunter Brown, the Wayne State product, starting tomorrow. So you see Kikuchi, the lefty that they traded from the Tampa Bay or Toronto Blue Jays, is going to be there for game three.
Okay.
So there you go. Little update. We have no idea who the Tigers are starting, but I would assume it's going to be exactly like it normally is. It's going to be Tyler Holton, or it's going to be Brendan Hanafy, or it's going to be Bo Brisky.
You're overthinking.
I agree.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but Mike, this is now, okay, and I don't care about expectations. I don't care about money in the bank, gravy. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But now that you know you can win this series, and history tells you you're going to win this series, I start thinking about how far this team can go. And I'm curious who the hell's with me, because I think you can beat the Guardians in a best of five. Now, maybe you're thinking you'd rather get the Yankees in a best of five because you only have to beat them three times instead of four. Doesn't matter. And I do think that it's going to be a hell of a series against the Yankees simply because of AJ and his big brain bullpen. I mean, that's what this is. This dude and his matchups, it's unreal.
First of all, it's radio gold.
That's fantastic.
Me being a Yankees fan, it's radio gold. But my point is they can take this. Why can't they take it the whole way?
I don't think they... I agree with you.
My whole point is, it's of course it's possible, because I've given up explaining it. We've done every different... Rieger, I think the thing that's exhaustive is, and I've left it behind the last couple of weeks, is I spent the first couple of weeks of September trying to figure out how it was happening. And then I just decided to submit and go, you know what? F it. I'm going for a ride. I'm having a good time. And when you leave it behind, it's like you still love doing this whole bit of like, oh my God, it's Bob Gunther and his 8 ERA at Toledo. It doesn't
matter. Sean Gunther. Sean Gunther.
I don't care.
It's Brendan Hanafy.
It's
Ty Madden. I call them the Toledo Four.
But
don't disrespect them.
It doesn't matter. Whoever AJ is putting in there, it's very much like the Patriot way.
Yeah, but
do your job.
But it does matter, because these guys all throw harder than they ever have. They're all better than they've ever been. It's effing insane. So while you say you're over it, I'm not over it. I'm still trying to figure out how they're doing it.
I'm over trying to figure it out, and I'm over acting like, oh no, it might end. What signs do we have that it's ending? We have none. Just enjoy it.
I heard the midday show today talking about momentum. This is so... What was that? One more time. It now has music behind it?
Listen.
Wow. Anyway, I heard the midday show talking about momentum, and you know, they're going back and forth. They think the momentum can ride the Tigers. This is way more than momentum. They're just a good baseball team. You can't do what you've done for 3 months, the second half. You can't do that and not be a good baseball team. And moving forward, I got pretty... I got confidence. Here's the other thing I'm sick of, though. Can one national media member actually watch the effing Tigers? I had to listen to Buster Olney yesterday calling this the miracle on ice. Oh, if the Tigers can beat the Astros. Hey, shut up. Come on. Watch the team. Wait a Understand.
Minute. He called beating the Astros the yes. miracle on ice?
Yes. He said AJ Hinch was going to go behind each player at whatever they call that ballpark, Minute Maid, and act like he's Herb Brooks because this is such an underdog story.
Okay, when you look at the terrible,
they were
take.
A plus 130 to win the series. It's almost even money.
Well, plus 130 today with the best pitcher in the league was free money.
Yes, I would mean, agree.
That was ridiculous. Look, man, you're never going to get the national media, and the television broadcast was an atrocity as well.
Yeah, not
I mean,
great.
Michael Kay spends his year with the Yankees. Tim Kirchen, I mean, I don't even know why he's there. Look, it was awful. The whole thing was awful, and you could tell they don't watch the Tigers. That, but see, that's an industry issue, and listeners don't care. I'll leave it alone. Don't expect people to have watched this team when people locally didn't. You can't put that on anybody. No one knows these people because the people in the organization didn't know these people. Dan Dickerson didn't know these people. He said it to me in this very office. No one knew these people. So you just roll with it. Rieger, there's no sense trying to figure it out. You just go. And you're like, oh, well, who are they going to start tomorrow? It does not matter.
Fair,
nor,
but it's so much fun.
Are you going to know the answer?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think
oh,
I
what's
know,
the lineup but... tomorrow? It doesn't matter. This isn't 2012. There isn't a set lineup. It's Moneyball.
Stop taking away my fun. I want to think about these things.
No, I'm saying I get that it. Is the fun. The fact that you just went into Houston and you didn't put a couple of your better hitters in the lineup and won a playoff game speaks to exactly how they're doing this. Yes, there's an element of witchcraft to it. I'm sorry,
don't,
there is.
Voodoo. Don't tell Justin Henry Molloy. He got offended when I asked him that.
Why?
I asked him if there's magic or voodoo, and he said he follows Jesus, so he doesn't believe in
oh,
voodoo.
Come on. You can't take it that literal. Are
what
you
he said.
Kidding me?
That's what he said to me. I
David, are you kidding
I
me with that?
I quickly apologized, and I walked away. But, dude, whatever he's doing, keep doing it because he had a hell of a game. They put him in the two spot. He walked once. He got a hit once. I mean, he can work a count.
And then they move him out and they put somebody else in.
And then they pinch hit Kerry Carpenter.
I need Hatterberg at first. It's Moneyball. So my whole point is you just submit to it. I don't even care what the lineup is. You turn the game on, you watch it.
But the fact
and know that lineup won't look that way by the fourth inning.
The fact that they won today at least eases all the wonder about if they're a real playoff team. Because there was a chance. I think some people thought like,
who didn't
they're
think
gonna
they
go,
were a real
they're
playoff
go,
team?
But real quick, because this has been so fluky and so weird and nobody expected it. There was a chance they go into Houston, you're thinking if they get rolled, you're like, all right, see? The whole thing was them just getting hot. What you saw today is them telling everybody we're real.
Do you know what a bad take it would be to go on the radio and be like, well, see what? They've had a miraculous run. It's been incredible. Do you know what playoff baseball is? A coin flip. Playoff baseball is the most coin flippy thing in the world. It's really hard to win it. I think at least three or four times in the last 15 years, my baseball team's been the best one in the game. You know how many World Series appearances we have? Zero.
No, yeah, Tigers beat them a couple times.
No, my point is it doesn't work that way. So it's just game by game. Anyone who was going to be negative if they lost this series, that's an awful.
But I'm not talking about negative. I'm just talking about to ease the fans' belief. Like if you had any thoughts that they weren't real or fluky or just like riding momentum, I think today told you a good baseball team. Thank you.
2-4.
I think everybody. Detroit is hard right now.
Dave, you want to just
isolate
that one?
No.
248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls next. We're taking you to 7 o'clock, 97.1.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, hello there. Me here, Rieger there. We take it at 7 o'clock. We're going to get to the people right now.
I missed that. What was that?
If you would shut up, I'd go to the people. Can I take the phone calls?
Please.
All right. Paul's been patient. Let's get to him. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
Michael, it's really good to talk to you after 6 p.m. You don't normally do this.
No, I definitely don't. Don't get used to it. But as long as this team's in the playoffs, I'm happy to do it. Go ahead, buddy.
I'm sure you guys know this. Royals beat Baltimore 1-0. And the Mets, I'm sure you'll be happy, Mike, are up on the Brewers.
Hold on, Paul. Let me give you my response to that. This.
Okay. Well, I thought it was going to be the chair, but I'll take it. Anyway, guys, I've been kind of staying away from this thing ever since the Tigers started their winning ways, because I just really didn't know what I was watching. It was like, all right, this is cool. How long can they keep this up? But after today's game, I left work at 1:30. I had to watch this game. And it was like, okay, they're for real. I mean, Skubal was nothing short of phenomenal. And, the Tigers, I mean, you're getting it from everywhere. I don't know. I can't put my finger on this.
You don't need
to. I've never seen anything like this ever before.
No one has. Not unless you were a keen observer of the 73 Mets. But when you talk stylistically, it's been probably 22 seasons in Major League Baseball. This is the 2002 Oakland A's.
Well, take a look at, throughout Major League Baseball history. You build your team. You've got these superstars. Everybody plays every day. Oh, this guy's hitting 300. Tigers.
You don't have any of it.
They're not like that.
Yeah, a lot of teams don't have that either, though.
No, and we are, Paul, we are in the midst of this weird downturn in offense where, barely anyone hits 300.
Nobody.
Barely anybody can hit 30 homers. It's a different sport. But, Paul, think about this. You are a team that has one starting pitcher. One. Even the A's right. of that era had Tim Hudson and Barry Zito and Mark Mulder, exactly. et cetera.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Mike. I was going to say that. This team has one bona fide starter.
Yeah, Paulie.
One.
Paulie, they have other starters, but they decided they were better in the bullpen or off the playoff roster. Like Keider Montero, sorry, you're not playing. Casey Mize comes out of the pen. It's remarkable.
Well, I was gonna keep doing what you're doing. Let's see how far we can take this, boys.
Hey, you just go one game at a
thank
time.
Thank you.
You got it, Paulie.
I'm sure
pleasure.
You got call staff.
I don't care. You're a VIP. Great to hear from you.
Well, you know, you too, Michael. I love you.
Hugs and kisses. We'll talk to you later.
This is very nice.
I love
you
Paul.
And Paul.
Paul and Shelby's my guy. I don't care that David is, you know, has got negative vibes. I like Paul.
He's now Paul and Frazier. I just wanted to point that out.
Well, he's not in Shelby anymore?
No, he moved.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. He's off the show.
It's over.
All right. Let's go to Hunter. 97.1. Hunter, what's going on, brother? Uh-oh.
Hunter?
Hey, I guess not. We'll go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Wonderful to talk to you. Wonderful, wonderful day. I just want to say this, though, real quick, because there's no great mystery here. We have the best arm in baseball. You have Secretariat. And all of us should be putting together a collection to get a hyperbaric chamber for Tarik Skubal. So basically we can do a 1995 Randy Johnson, because that's what you have. So at the end of the day, yes. Go ahead.
No. The issue is this. And Mike, I what I want and what's real are two different things. Remember, he pitched 80 innings last year. He is now sitting, I believe, at 199 innings or 198 this year. You're in the danger zone. Great increases in workload like that, you're tempting fate. So I just, Mike, remember the ball club themselves wanted to extend him out.
Right.
You know,
extend his rest time.
And just kind of preserve him. They didn't have any designs on this. So now here's your problem. Look at today. And I know he cramped up. It's not an arm issue. Mike, he was out there. Every pitch was maximum effort. And you're in the playoffs. I can't ask more of him, or you run the risk of something really terrible happening.
I get it. You have a race car. You don't want it to run into the red line. I understand it 1,000%. But in this moment, right now, okay, I feel like, you know what? It's carpe diem, baby.
Yeah, but
seize
Mike,
the day and ride the wave.
Mike, maybe
aside from that, just let me wait. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Well, maybe you feel that way if he wasn't your only guy. They've won games without Tarik Skubal. I mean, obviously, Skubal leads them, but they have the ability to win games when Skubal isn't pitching. And Mike's right, by the way. He's now officially 198 innings. That doubles what he did last year.
He's pitched 118 more innings this year for a guy with two catastrophic injuries in his career. I'm just saying.
I agree with
you. I hold my breath at this point in the season for anybody.
I agree with you guys 1,000%, and I get that they're labored innings. I understand it 1,000%. But there is nobody, especially in a short series right now. And by the way, just on a quick side note about the national media coverage, I opened up my ESPN page today, and David Schoenfeld wrote an article listing the 40 most important guys in the playoffs, and Tarik Skubal, your Triple Crown winner, was 14th. Idiot. So all I'm going to say is that pitching is what wins. This is the reality of playoff baseball that people in Detroit haven't experienced in a long time, because you had the station-to-station team that never wins in the playoffs for so long. This is how you win in the playoffs. You are not some unique creature. You are the Giants in even years. That's what you are.
Mm-hmm.
The Panda Bear, that's who you are. So embrace it. You've got a shot. And at the end of the day, carpe diem, baby. Seize the day. Let it ride. Absolutely let it ride. Let him be T.O. Get hurt in the NFC Championship game. Put him in a hyperbaric chamber. And then somehow on a high frame. Play unbelievable in the Super Bowl.
Kill Tarik Skubal as long as it amounts to wins. Now, Mike, he said he understood you. I don't think he understood you.
It's fine.
He wants to throw Skubal every other day.
They know what's best. I think sometimes you've got to step in, because the player's always going to want to take the ball, and Skubal's got a great mentality for it. I'll still be surprised if he pitches Saturday in Cleveland.
No, I think it's going to be Monday, and right, that's fine.
So, no, yeah. but you get my point.
Yeah, 100%.
You can't treat it. First of all, Randy Johnson's a bygone era. If the example you're bringing up is 30 years ago or even 25 years ago when he was in Arizona with Schilling, guys, it's a different era. That's a different pitcher. You don't do that now.
Go back to even 20 years ago, 10 years ago. JV in these situations threw 133 to 140 right. pitches. Scooble threw 88 today. Right. And on his second to last pitch or third to last pitch, he reared back for 100
Jeff,
and brought the trainer out.
Jeff, the only way he got this deep into the game was a five-pitch first inning.
And a really nice fourth inning, too. Yeah, I agree.
So I just be careful. All right, David's yelling at me to go to break. Nothing changes even after six. Oh, what was that? Was that Jeremy Otto perspiration? Okay. David, ticket text rolling in. We'll get to the callers. We got Lions review coming up, then Stoney with you.
That's right. That's right. Two more hours, me and Stoney.
Tomorrow, we're going to do the same thing after the game. We'll take you to 7 o'clock. I don't think Rico can go to the dentist back-to-back days.
He might have a cavity.
Or his back will hurt. David, the ticket text, please.
I couldn't believe he pulled Holton after one batter unless he is starting him tomorrow. Foley has been a little sketchy the last few outings.
You got to love a guy with a 3-1 ERA being sketchy. You're living a charm life.
How many members of the Tigers were drafted by Avila? Got to give him a little credit here, Dave from Sulox.
Oh, we're going to do the credit game? Fine. Yeah. All right, give all the credit to Al. I don't care.
I think Scott deserves credit, too. He developed these guys. That give everybody credit. Come on, let's move on.
I'm sorry. Scott Harris deserves credit because of what?
He developed these guys. He helped them. The guys went down to the minors. They got better. I'll give Scott some credit.
Oh, okay.
I'll give Scott some credit.
Torque was hitting zero. Like you had a choice. Scott, you had to send him down.
Okay, so Scott Harris and A.J. Hinch had that little breakfast together. They figured out this little pitching rotation. I give them credit.
And in the same breath, no one there with a straight face could say they expected this.
Oh, of course they didn't expect this.
Stop it. It's cosmic. Save the credit for another day.
Of course they didn't expect this.
You know who I credit? The players. You know who I credit? A.J. and Fetter. Get the hell out of here with that nonsense.
Look at you. My goodness.
The guy wanted to credit Avila. I'll live with it. These are all his players.
Yeah, but Avila just sucked at trades and sucked at everything else. He was a pretty good talent evaluator.
These are his players. True or false?
True.
Okay, thank you. Next. Go ahead, David.
AJ is playing chess while these other managers are playing checkers. Voodoo is real.
Truth.
That is from Jason. Is true.
Truth. He deserves manager of the year. Now, it won't happen because baseball writers are stupid.
Even now, you don't think it's going to happen?
No, because
they got to take notice.
I hope they would, but if the national coverage of our baseball team in this town is any indicator, none of these idiots have watched it.
Yeah, I was, you know, I'll admit, watching that game and that broadcast, you can tell no one on ESPN knows anything about the Detroit Tigers. So you think the writers are going to vote for AJ? They have no idea what he's been doing.
Tim Kirchner thought Victor Martinez was still on the team today.
Yeah, he did actually say Miggy looked at the play. Best shape of his life.
Yeah. Joke.
Jeff Weaver.
Oh, Bobby Higginson.
All right, come on. Keep it going.
Fangraphs still has the Tigers at 94.7% yes. chance of making it to the playoffs.
That's been our show's bit for a month because, like, back when they were like, Fangraphs was giving them like a 6% shot. I'm like, guys, I think your odds are a lot better than that. Here's where we are. And then it got ridiculous. It was like 2 weeks out, the Twins hadn't won a game in a month. And Fangraphs is sitting there, well, you got a 28% shot. I'm like, guys, I actually think it's probably closer to 60-40. The Tigers are going to be having their World Series parade, and Fangraphs will say they got an 88% right. shot of getting to the playoffs.
They're at 97.1 when they have won the World Series.
Go ahead, Dave.
I love this one. After a season of being blacked out because of Bally's debacle, I was tempted to watch the game on TV, but completely dialed into Dickerson. It's not disappointed after another win. I don't think I'm going back to TV, though, because they keep winning. Keep believing. Go Tigers.
Please listen. It's free. When we started running promos and inserted that in there during the height of the Bally blackout. Dude, we have no regard. We don't care. We have fun.
This goes down as the most insane season ever.
Yes.
Correct? From not being on TV to having a 0.02% playoff chance.
Who's selling at the deadline?
Exactly.
To having some of your young players not be any good. To a bullpen out of Home Depot workers being the 96 Yankees. Yes, dude, I've done this job, 24 years total and 20 here. Jeff, never seen anything like it in any sport.
The funny thing is, Scott goes out and gets Kenta Maeda, right? Absolutely. The one guy Federer can't fix.
How about Mark Canha?
What about Andrew Chafin? Give him some love.
Well, imagine if they didn't sell.
I watched Gio Urshela play the other day.
Imagine if they didn't sell and they kept Flaherty. They probably
then you wouldn't have Trey Sweeney. That's exactly. The dumbest argument on the planet. And now I know you're messing with me, and it's too late in the day to do that. And I love you. Don't make me hate you. Now I know what you're doing. I fell right into
that. What are we doing? What are they doing?
David is trolling. And I don't like it.
I like it.
Oh, no.
You know what makes me happy?
Not from a man of God.
I knew it all along this was going to happen. All along, I knew.
You were a man of God. God told you, didn't he?
You know what, David? For you and anyone else who says that, I just said that to a preacher. I'm a disgrace.
Then you know, the fans didn't show up against Toronto, and now you look, this is what you got.
Okay. Now, you know what, David? Now I know what you're doing. Now I know what you're doing. You stop it right. You.
Are you going to throw a chair?
You're a real real problem. You stop it right now.
Hey, David, do me a favor. Come in here. Roll the chair towards Mike. Will he throw it?
No.
Come on. Just one time.
No, I know what he's doing.
What's he doing?
You stop it right now. We're up 1-0 in this series. They're going to beat Houston. It's going to make me feel a little bit better about them effing me in 2017 and cheating their way to pass my Yankees. Now, beat the Astros for Uncle Mike. Just do that for me. Beat the Astros for Nona. Come on. All right, is that it?
That's it.
Is there a tagline we got to read?
No, we're
Where's
good.
Dan Miller? I thought you'd come in, do a little crosstalk. We got none of that?
He doesn't want to talk to you.
Oh, my goodness.
He's above it all.
Well, yeah, I get
please,
it.
Please.
I get it.
All right, we're out of here. We'll do the same thing tomorrow. Potentially Rico. Not sure.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.